Life Audio.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. We are on week two of our special Stress Less Lent series. I am guiding you into a beautiful journey so that you can draw closer to God as we look towards the cross and the resurrection of Easter. It's a long way to newness. Doesn't it feel that way? When we're on the other side of the cross, before we see that newness, it sure feels very long. And many of us are feeling that burnout. Many of us are feeling that stress, that life feels hard. And that's our topic today. You're not alone. Last week, on our first step towards this Lenten journey, which I'm calling your soul springtime, it's a time to nurture you with Jesus. Last time on episode 22, we talked about what to do when we need God's healing. Most of us, you know, we need to just take care of the people around us. We need to take care of life. And so we kind of put our heart to the side. But God sees the places in our heart that needs healing. And we talked about how God loves us to the very end. That's his promise. That's the scene we stepped into when Jesus began Passion Week, when he was washing the feet of those that he loved. The scripture said that he loved them to the very end. So no matter how long this journey feels, God is with us. He's going to love us to the very end. And there's not going to be one moment that he's going to want to miss. And so we just want to step closer to our loving Lord Jesus. There's nobody quite like him, you know? This world, we got to just kind of hide our stress. Nobody really wants to be around somebody that's stressed out, right? But God is so different. He turns towards us. He doesn't turn away. And so we just want to draw near to him and just rest and refresh. I am the author of Sweet Like Jasmine. It's a new book I've just released, and thanks to you, it hit number one Christian biography. So I just really want to thank you. It's my journey towards finding my true worth, where I guide you on that same journey of seeing God make beauty out of brokenness. The second book that I wrote is called Whispers of Rest, which is what inspired this podcast. It's 40 days to stress less by sharing empowering words from scripture that's matched with soul care. Practical, simple steps you can do to help your body and emotions feel better. And that's what we're doing today. Today, our topic is going to be about what to do when life is hard and how can we experience the healing of God's presence. You know, because when life is hard, that's when we feel alone. Isn't that right? So I'm going to share a short, inspiring story. I'll empower you with God's words of affirmation. You're going to hear a loving word from God. Then you're going to do something loving for your body so that you can take better care of yourself, because God cares about you. He cares about how you're doing. And last, we're going to end with a beautiful prayer that's just soothing to send you off into your day or to just help you soften into the evening.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, this whole Lenten journey started for me back in 2014. I never observed Lent before. I grew up in a Protestant non-denominational church, so I didn't know about the liturgical calendar, but it was during that season of my life that I started experiencing anxiety and panic attacks, and I was very interested. I wanted to learn more about drawing close to God and walking with Him through the journey and feeling close to Him. And interestingly, when I began to do that, God started showing me there are things He wanted me to do and He would like to have you do, invite you to take better care of yourself, because He understands suffering is hard. You know, getting through hard times is hard. So God has things in nature, in our everyday world, that He created that can help signal our bodies to calm, to return to calm and return to peace. Okay, so like I said, I had gone through this anxiety, you know, very sensitive to anxiety season, and I was very sensitive to loud music. It was so bad that, you know, at the height of my anxiety, that I couldn't even go in to sing during the worship part of the service. I had to sit outside in the quad and wait until the worship singing was over, and then I'd walk to go in and listen to the message, the sermon. But I just couldn't handle loud music because my body was just so like on edge with being in that fight or flight syndrome, you know, the state of my body. But after a breakthrough in healing, and I do talk about in my book, Finding Spiritual White Space, of my healing journey, my nervous system returned to calm. The first thing I wanted to do was to hear a band in concert. I love live music, and one of my band at the time was Gungor, and they were in concert in San Francisco. So I called my babysitter, and that weekend I found myself standing in the concert hall with Eric, my husband, standing next to me on one side and two bright-eyed 20-something girls on the other side. And we started chatting because the concert hadn't started, the curtains hadn't lifted, and I discovered they were both seminary students. "So what you studying? What's next for you?" I asked them. Now, you might think that people who look happy and perfect wouldn't have any hard stories to share, but they did. The blue-eyed, blonde-haired girl told me, "I'm not really sure what God wants me to do. I just want to do whatever God wants me to do. I don't know what that is." She paused. "I feel like I've been wandering." Do you feel a bit like that? You know, when life gets hard, do you feel like maybe you're walking around in circles and all this disappointment and uncertainty? Well, she started sharing her disappointments that she was facing, and suddenly it felt like nobody else was in the room except me and her. The pre-anxiety me, because I never experienced anxiety until, you know, that season of my life later in my, when I was just like hitting 40, I'd never experienced it before, but I would have just given her cheerful advice. But after this healing journey, I saw everything differently. I learned that what we all need most deeply is to know we're not alone. I reassured her, the hardness of the journey doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. I shared my own broken, made beautiful stories with her and the hard questions I asked along the way. Are you asking some really hard questions? And does it seem that God's kind of silent? Does it seem like the hardest time of your life, maybe you're going through, or the hardest questions, it seems those are the times that God seems to be quiet? Well, when the world we live in doesn't seem to match the desires God puts on our heart, we all can feel a little lost. We can all feel a little alone. You know, when we face rejection or uncertainty, I've asked God, is there anybody who will stay? And during the times I've been hurt and facing dead ends and didn't know why doors were closing when I thought they were opening, I would ask, is there any other way? Are you there, perhaps? Are you asking, is there any other way? I don't like the way that's opening up in front of me. I don't like where this journey is having me head. If you're facing something hard and you don't know how long the journey will take, or you're wondering why it's so hard, we have someone who understands and loves us and is committed to us. These are the very words Jesus whispered in a garden one night in Gethsemane in thick silence. Jesus also faced silence. Jesus also asked, is there any other way? Wave upon wave of questions poured out of him, and the dilemma of turning left or right was both as painful as it was unwanted. Jesus could have chosen to pray by himself and hide this inner struggle. Is there any other way? Jesus cried. Jesus often prayed alone. Yet on the worst night of his life, Jesus tells us that he needed someone to hold on to the hard moment with him. Jesus needed someone to stay. Jesus didn't have a timetable to how long the journey of the cross would take. He didn't know how long the beatings would last, how long he'd have to drag the cross inch by inch with lashes bleeding cut deep in his back. He didn't know how he would feel yanked around in chains from place to place in sleep deprivation. Jesus had never ever experienced the feel of spit on his face while he shivered in the cold alone. The overwhelming anxiety of the unknown, but the certain pain and fear of what was to come brought Jesus to his knees, right to where you and I sometimes have to go when we don't know what to do. Overwhelmed, Jesus turned to those closest to him. Jesus became vulnerable, and he let his disciples see him as desperation filled the pit of his stomach. Jesus didn't hide this private moment. Let us enter now into this private moment with Jesus as we look into this passage now. As Jesus whispered what he said that night to you now, today, to his friends as he stumbled to the edge of himself. Then he said to Peter, James, and John, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here with me." Going a little farther, Jesus fell on his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if there is any way, get me out of this." This is taken from Matthew chapter 26, verses 38 to 39 in the Message translation. So what do you do when life feels hard and you need someone? Don't push that feeling away, friend. Embrace your need. Even Jesus had asked someone to stay with him that night too. Jesus asked, "Stay here with me." Jesus is very intimately familiar with the pain of a journey unresolved right in the middle of it. Yet, unlike me, Jesus did not yield to the temptation of hiding in shame. Jesus instead yielded to the journey, and he invited others into his heart, willingly, lovingly, completely, for you and for me, so we can see we don't have to be alone. Beloved, Jesus wandered willingly into the darkness one night when he had to also face the silence. So when you ever wonder if anyone will stay, if anyone will be with you, help you on this journey, Jesus has redeemed you, and he draws closer to say, "I've called you by name, you are mine." And that's taken from Isaiah 43:1. Friend, do you need to hear this and really soak it in? God says, "I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine." So stay right where you are and let Jesus hold you today. He is that someone. We don't have to be alone anymore when we fall down and we don't know how to get back up. Jesus suffered for us so that we don't have to carry it alone. He carries it for us and with us, and he carries us through it all. I just want you to just focus on this promise from God. Jesus says, I will carry you. I will carry you. What are you longing for God to carry you through right now? What is it that's hard for you? What's making life hard? You know, studies show that when we give a name to what is causing us suffering, our bodies can experience a calmness, and it moves us out of that fight or flight mode where our body is anxious, our blood pressure goes up. I love quoting the study from the UCLA Brain Imaging Center, where they did a brain imaging where people were asked, participants of the study were asked to view a series of photos and videos of people that were experiencing negative emotions like fear, anger, stress, and their blood pressure was shooting up. They had biometrics hooked up to them, and their pupils were dilated, their heart rates just spiked. They were stressed out, but they were asked to view these emotions again. The only difference is to label them, just to name them. And guess what? By simply naming the negative emotion, their body started relaxing. Blood pressure went back down. Heart rates went back to a restful place. So simply naming what it is that's making life hard for you right now with Jesus is going to help you, your body, return to a place of rest. Now, the soul care practice for today, interestingly enough, is to take a 30-minute nap. It's actually National Napping Day. I didn't even know such a thing existed, but it's actually today is National Napping Day. Revitalize, re-energize, and help lower your stress. You can rejuvenate your body and soul with rest. And as you do, you're going to be putting God's love for you into action. Taking a nap is healing. Research shows that a 30-minute nap reduces stress and boosts the immune system, reversing the effects of occasional sleep deprivation. Participants restricted to sleeping only 2 hours showed elevated stress hormones and a decrease in immunity proteins. It affects our immunity. But after a nap, all the markers return to normal. So, you know, when you review the day with Jesus, it can bring you rest as you name what it is that's bothering you. And also take action to help your body know that you are okay by preparing yourself for sleep. Now, during our Gethsemane moments, sleep can be troubled, right? This is normal when we are really stressed out and life is particularly hard. It's going to affect our sleep. We need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Research shows that the lack of sleep affects our mood, heightening irritability, anxiety, and depression. So taking a nap makes a difference. A nap improves your mood, boosts memory, performance, and attention. This is shown through research. So on demanding days, take a nap. Rejuvenate yourself with the healing benefits of rest. I think it's interesting that we see Jesus as he faces the most difficult night of his life. He needed to leave the place where there were a lot of people surrounding him, and he had to get out of his everyday place. He needed to go and rest. And so taking a nap is that way of unplugging, helping your body to release the cortisol and helping your body to just catch up on that rest. And it shows it does make a difference. So I'd like to ask you, what is your Gethsemane moment? Are you in that Gethsemane moment right now? Maybe what you need is to give yourself permission to grieve what's hard, to give a name to what you're suffering. Second, confide in someone to stay with you in that hard moment. Jesus himself needed someone to stay with him in that hard moment. Begin with Jesus, then share with a friend or two, just as Jesus did, and let love heal your heart. So what is that Gethsemane moment for you? And what are the times you're feeling perhaps lost or alone or wandering? Do you find it easy or difficult to confide in others about yourself? Why? How can you let somebody into your hard moments, just like Jesus did? Well, let's pray. Dear Jesus, I need someone. Stay with me. You understand my fears and my sorrows. Love me, heal me, take care of me. Guide me to this other side of my healing when life is so hard. Strengthen me with your love and give me courage to yield to the journey with you, to say just as you did, not what I want, but what you want. Thank you for all you suffered for me and give me courage to be like you, to invite others into my hard moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, let me just leave us with this promise in Isaiah 43:1. Do not fear, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. Remember, I would love for you to download this free devotional this week so that you can spend some quiet time just reflecting and journaling and reminding yourself of these truths. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe and follow me on Instagram at @TheBonnieGray. That's where I'm going to be posting videos as well as encouraging words to strengthen you and remind you that you are worthy of love and rest, to take better care of yourself because God says you're worthy. Last but not least, if you have enjoyed this podcast, I'd be grateful if you can take a moment and post a review, a rating. It's the best way to help get word out. It makes a difference to help more people know that this podcast exists so that they can enjoy it. And remember to share with your friends and fight this on this stress-less journey of soul care for Lent as we point our face towards the cross on the other side of life and newness with Jesus together. Okay, next time for our third week, we're going to be talking about what do we do when we need someone, when we feel lonely, and how God heals a sense of shame. These are things that Jesus himself walks through. So I'm looking forward to sharing more encouragement with you about this topic of stress, because that causes stress when we feel like we need someone and we feel alone. Okay, see you next time.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Once in a generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.